Hi, I'm Cindy Clout.
And I'm Amanda. And I'm coming to Cindy with a question that came in on our Facebook group for Dance Coaches and Teachers Unite. Somebody was asking if we had any advice on protecting ourselves and our athletes in an active shooter situation. So,
yeah, when I first read that, I was like, well, what do I know about that? And then I thought, but I probably need to get educated on that. And so I thank you for asking that question, Laura. Here's what I did right after I got this. I called our local police department, and then we're in a city where it's Brainerd Baxter, so we have two police departments. Okay. And I called Brainerd, and they were like, well, here's what you would need to do. And they go, but your building is located in Baxter, so you would need to call the Baxter police. But I talked quite a while to the police chief, and he said that he does a two-hour course. They'll go out to your, like, say you're a studio. If you're at a school, I'm sure they have protocol for that.
And they have drills, sure. I'm sure, and everything like
at
that.
At a school. Yep. But if you're a dance studio owner, this is something that you maybe have not even thought of, and we all need to. So now, because of Laura's question, I've set up with our police department that they're going to come out to our building, and they're going to spend 2 hours telling us how to keep kids safe if there were, unfortunately, to be a situation where there was an active shooter. So, and you know, in our studio, we have lots of glass, lots of
doors,
open area, and lots of doors. So they're going to tell, they're going to come out and assess it. And I'm kind of thinking it would probably be a backdoor exit plan, mm-hmm. or something like that. But all our teachers would need to learn to be safe and calm in that situation. Yep. So it is really an important thing to think about. And then I'm taking it a step further with our events that we run.
Oh, okay.
Like we run a huge event at Rochester Mayo Civic Center. Now they provide security there, right?
Yes, they do.
So we don't have to do it. But like, for instance, at one of our Just for Kicks spring shows in one of our communities, there was an incident where parents got into a fight. I actually have had that happen years ago too, where parents got in a fight with another parent. It was at a competition, believe it or not, between the team that won and the team that didn't win.
Oh, goodness.
Goodness. Yeah. So you just don't know. And you're at the point where, well, when is this fight going to escalate to something that could be dangerous for other people?
I think it's so smart to call the local police department too, because they might even, coming out to your facility, talk to you about other things that they're seeing safety-wise. And
right, like in the area, like what to be aware of, mm-hmm. and, you know, anything from, you know, threat assessment to possible sex offenders in your area, or, you know, everything that you should be aware of. And so I'm excited to have them come out and teach us the do's and don'ts. So another thing I was going to say is that he suggested to me, if you're holding a big event and you think that, like, it's a big competition or something, and
or show,
and you want to have police presence there, that you can hire them. And I think he said it was for like $75 an hour.
Okay.
They will provide police security at your event. So that was good to know too. So I guess I would just say, in this day and age, go out, seek out your local police department and have them come in and train your teachers.
And talk with your school, because I know at some schools they have even just like a button here or something there that you just have to push it to activate whatever their protocol is to shut the school down or whatever you need to be doing. So.
Right. And the one thing I think I read today, I'm not positive on this, do you dial 4-911 for that? For an active shooter? I think it is. I think it's different. I'm sure you could just call 911 too. But yeah, just get educated. Let's protect our kids, and good luck with that.
Yes.